for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
I ain't playing around no more.
No. I'm done. Oh, wow. The funny thing about it, I didn't read the entire title, ladies and gentlemen. And so, when Mike sends me something, I play it. I had no idea what I was in store for, because I saw this, and I was sending out the video about this very song several years ago to other people, and because I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard, right? A great
camera.
And so I said, oh my God. So it was next on Mike's list. So he's going to take full responsibility for it.
Oh, I do. If you don't like it. Oh, well. Turn your camera on, William.
No. I don't want to be in the same room with you anymore.
I don't even want to be in the same room with me.
Now we are. Okay.
Just an angry old man at this point.
Angry, you know, you can leave the man part in there. You can cut that old crap out. But anyway, move right along.
I forgot how old you are, Gramps.
You're the one sitting up there with a gray beard. Do you see any beard here?
You know what this is? let me explain something to you.
Explain anything.
There's something
you want.
Known as old age and wisdom.
Okay.
And wisdom, this is what you get when you get wise. You get the gray hair.
Well,
I wear it proudly.
Well, good. I'm glad.
You know, people say they when they started getting gray hairs and stuff, they cut the gray hairs out because they didn't want to have gray hair. I welcomed mine. I started turning gray when I was probably in my late 30s.
Okay.
I was all about it.
Well, I'm happy for you. Know,
you.
Can I
tell you a secret?
No, I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
True, this is an absolute true story.
I don't know.
Turning gray, my wife, which is now my ex-wife, she said, oh, honey, you should, get some of that Grecian formula stuff. Because you're only like in your 30s. Yeah, you need to cover that up. What I never told her in what I'm going to share with the audience and don't be hating on me.
Yeah.
The grayer I got, the more attention I got from women of all ages.
Oh.
The young ones, the old ones, all of them.
Oh,
the grayer I got, the more attention I got. So, yeah, I'm an attention whore, I guess.
Mad, and that's why he's mad, Mike. Mad. He's not angry. He's just mad.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
Mike? Yeah, okay. Yes, check this song out right here. Tracy Chapman.
Beautiful artist.
I love this voice. This artist.
Call me. someone to hold me.
Committed a faux pas. Is it Latonya Walker? Waller. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Latonya Waller. Hey.
Hi, Latonya. I got the sheets on the floor now that I'm me. And I can't take it no more. 100 degrees.
Hey.
Yeah. I got one foot out the door. Where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab.
Come on. We talk about this often, Mike, that there is so much talent in this world, undiscovered, underdiscovered, you know. Someone was telling us, and I've heard this a lot, is that what our audience like is that we play different music, not those same 12 songs that you hear on mainstream radio. And so we want to give you something different, man. And to me, Mike, it's fun and exciting to talk about and play underdiscovered. I'm going to use the term underdiscovered artists out here that deserve a platform. And I receive such a platform, or we received such a compliment last night when the artist came on and I asked him, was there anything that he'd like to say about his experience on last night, the broadcast? He says, I just want to thank you for giving artists like us a platform, because there are not many people that would do that. It's hard to get conversations. Well, interviews, we have conversations on networks. And Mike, what you and I are doing, we providing a platform, and the other hosts that like Waymaker, for instance. Oh, exactly. Because that's exactly what we do. Give these artists a platform and present their music. And plus, it's damn good.
Yeah, it is. It is. And keep in mind that when you're listening to regular radio stations or podcasts, or perhaps, you're getting, I'm going to say, less than 1% of the talent that's out there in this world. And in fact, I'd say 0.1% is all you're getting to hear. So there's all that other 99.9% out there you never get to hear.
You never do.
Because nobody gives them a chance.
And guess what I did last night? Waymaker was out on assignment, so.
I'm afraid to ask.
Okay, yeah, oh yeah, you know me. Yeah, Mike. One day
I got to fight with a girl last night. I told you at the beginning of the show, man, she was going to whip my, it was a great day for her to try to whoop my ass, I guess.
Who was that?
I told you at the beginning of the show, Randy and I were out.
Oh, you told me that.
And this girl, she's like, we're talking about differences. We had a really nice conversation. And then she went sideways on me. And she's like, well, I can take any guy in this place. I go, you're 5'2" and 120 pounds. You ain't whooping any guy in this car. I'm 67 years old, man, and I got my aches and pains, and you're not whooping me either.
Let me ask you.
I had to go.
At that time, did the bartender say she was cut off from drinking?
You know, that's the whole thing. She wasn't drunk. She didn't appear to be. I mean, she'd had a drink or so, but no, they didn't cut her off. Well, she wasn't talking loud. We were just having a conversation. But then the conversation got ugly. It's like,
Hey, Mike, you know what? There's a thing called mental illness. And so let's talk about that on the boomerang. No, seriously. You think about that and think about, this person may not be someone you might want to date. Okay. So.
Oh, those are the ones. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Those are the ones I do want
to
date.
Oh. You know what? I'm not talking to Mike.
You got that juicy fruit. That juicy fruit. Well, this guy, he told you I had it. So let me tell y'all my story.
Lady Coco
walked in the club.
706.
A fine, sexy man. He was over there looking at me.
Yeah.
I said, hey, big daddy, do you want to buy? He said, hey, Lady Coco, you can do whatever you like. So we started dancing. Feeling his groove. I backed it up for him one time. He know I got that juicy juice. He said, hey, baby girl, tell me what you want to drink. Give me that deuce on the rocks, cause we gon' drink, cause I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy fruit. And I know he gon' like it. I got that juicy fruit. Yeah,
drink. Then he had a nerve to ask me, do I want to play some two-hand spade?
Hell no.
I said, no, big boy, that ain't what I want to do. Let's get these drinks a rolling. I'ma show you what I'm gonna do. So I roll it to the right, and I roll it to the left. I roll it so damn good, the nigga couldn't catch his breath. He said, hey, baby girl, slow down, you're moving too fast. I pop that blue pill, baby, I'ma show you how I'm gonna last. Cause I got that juicy fruit, yeah. I got that juicy fruit. And I know he gon' like it. I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around like you just don't care. Just drop it. Hey, that juicy fruit now. Then lock it. You got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around like you just don't care. Just drop it, hey, that juicy fruit now. Then lock it, hey, that juicy fruit. I got that juicy fruit. We got that juicy fruit. I'm a Georgia peach from the south. I got that juicy fruit. Ladies, we got that juicy fruit. I got that juicy fruit. Ladies, Coco, juicy. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. Trail ride, got my cow boots on, and my sexy hat to match, ready to get it on. I'm looking for a cowboy, he gotta be 6'2", he gotta be thick-witted, he gotta know just what to do, he gotta know how to saddle up, let me ride, jump in your ATV, let's roll from side to side. I'm a Georgia peach, and it's going down. We do it in the dirty, dirty south. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. The party don't stop, y'all. It's time to bust a move. One monkey don't stop, no show. Let me see what you're gonna do. Call your daddy and your auntie too. We finna play some down home blues. They gotta know how to saddle. They gotta bust a move. Come on, auntie, shake your thing. Let me show you what you're gonna do. You can back it up to the right. You can back it up to the left. You can even do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. To ride.
we like to ride them things slow. Ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. We like now to ride, ride, ride. We like to ride the main slow. Ride, ride, ride. We like to ride, ride, ride. We like to ride the main slow. Ride, 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 ride. We like to ride.
Come on.
We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. We like to ride.
Hey, that was the other half of that duo that came on last Wednesday. And along with Patricia Miles, a.k.a. Ms. Diva Soul. And that was Lady Coco, 706. So Mike, Mad Mike, Patricia has already agreed. So I just need to get in contact with, Lady Coco, 706 and, see if she's available. Either which way, it's going to be a lot of fun. Talented, talented, artist that I had never met before or even heard of before. Those two ladies, that goes to say, and we've talked about this, there's so much talent out here in this world that is, hasn't been discovered or hasn't been showcased or, and you think about these stories and, I remember being in New York and taking the subways and you have people that actually make a living singing in the subways.
Yeah.
Talented people, undiscovered, man. It's incredible. So I'm glad we have this platform, man, that we can showcase some artists that have done some things, right? But they haven't been or had a platform that they could showcase their talents. My friend?
Yes. Well, I'm agreeing. I'm shaking my head, yep.
Oh, okay, completely. Okay. I've got another mad pick here. Guys, if you're enjoying the show, let us know, okay? You can do it a host of ways. The website, studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, okay? The apps, Android, Studio W. Apple, Studio.w, available on Google Play and Apple CarPlay. And did I say Alexa? Well, just did. So let's do this. Got a mad pick right here. I have no idea. Wow.
All I said, you was the best.
Bleach, wow. Come on.
Raising hell in white linen.
Yeah, bro.
She been everywhere, seen yeah. Everything, saw it on the big screen, y'all. Got nothing
oh,
on
that's
that.
Good stuff.
I said, ooh, child, what you come gonna on, do? Baby. I said, ooh, child, what you got? I said, ooh,
child,
what you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues?
Man, this is good stuff, bro.
Cherry cola, six pack, the pop and fizz. It hits you like a hammer. She is turning heads, weapon grade legs. Seen her on the big screen, y'all. Got nothing on that. I said, ooh, ooh, child, what you gonna do? I said, ooh, ooh, child, what you got? I said, ooh, ooh, child, what you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues? How you got?
Wow.
Feel the fire like a first kiss. Oh, you
brother, get on it. Hey, brother, get on it. Shake, take pity on me. I've been everywhere, seen everything. Now I wanna come clean, y'all. I say what I mean, ooh, ooh.
Just say what you mean.
I mean, ooh, ooh.
Just say what you mean.
I mean, ooh, ooh. Child,
amen.
What you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues? How you gonna?
Yeah. Wow. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Thoroughly enjoyed.
Notice how many ladies that we've highlighted tonight, too.
Wow. Yeah. That one. Okay. Let me steal this one, too. Yeah. Okay. Bleach Blonde Blues. Yep. Almost.
She's right up there with Nick West.
Wow. Man. Mike. And you know what? You get no argument here, brother. Like you said, you do your homework, and I love it, man, because you take as much pride in what we do as I do. And that means more than you think. It really does, man. And that's what it's all about. If you're producing a show and you have a host and co-host and things like that, it's important to work together. And we have a great time. I just love this show. I look forward to it because when I put it on the pages, I said, get ready for some music, fun, laughter. And you know what I left off? Hilarity. I got to add that back on. I must do that. Oh, because 007, that song, okay. It was it a good day or a great day to whoop somebody?
It's a good day to whoop someone's ass, yeah. Thanks, Seven. We got to have fun here.
Man.
That's why we're here.
I'm not complaining. I am not complaining because there is a, you can go to YouTube, you can go to a Google or wherever, and type in Little Shrunken. There's a whole, is there a video about that? But anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Little Shrunken.
Yep.
It's a good day to whoop somebody's ass. And Mike, I laughed about that for weeks. For weeks. And I started sending it out to people. And so you caught me off guard because I didn't think I was just playing the next thing that was on your list. And I lost it. I apologize to everybody. I'm sorry. Phew. Oh, Mike. My buddy Mike Ward. Oh, my God. I'm serious. I'm just going to play something. I don't know. I'm just going to play this right now because I need to get myself together. Okay, please forgive me.
That worked.
Mad Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. My partner did this to me, okay? Come on.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom.
That's right.
Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
yeah.
I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found a bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high.
Come on.
Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned.
Tennessee whiskey.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Your rest.
Chris Stapleton.
Tennessee whiskey.
This is Mad Mike.
Tennessee whiskey.
And Wild Will. Coast to coast. Oh, yes, playing a lot of great music and having a ton of fun.
There's a story that goes with this one.
Okay, let's talk about it right after this.
Cradle your head in your hands. song to the clock, get it all down on paper. It's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to.
There's more. And let's see. I want to hear the rest of this. Okay.
So here's the story. You can go ahead and talk to it.
Okay.
Go ahead okay. And cut it, and I'll tell you
okay,
the story.
Okay, let me. Yeah, Mike, I want to hear the story behind this.
So here, if you don't, William and I speak all the time about what music does for people,
wow,
how it touches them, mm-hmm, not just the audience, but the artists themselves, what it means to create art like this. So here's the story behind what you just listened to. The song is called Breathe 2 AM.
Oh,
and her name is Hannah. I'm going to say it two ways because I'm not sure what the proper pronunciation is, but it's Nalick or Nalick. I'm not sure. It's N-A-L-I-C-K.
Okay.
And she's an artist, and she performs all over, and she came down with laryngitis. But she went to the show anyway because she didn't want to disappoint her audience and the people that followed her.
Okay.
So she went with laryngitis, and she figured, well, if nothing else, she can sort of raspily speak over the microphone and talk to people a little bit. So she goes in with laryngitis. She obviously can't sing. And she apologized all for this. And what happened was the audience said, well, can we sing for you?
Oh, wow.
So that was the audience singing her song, Breathe 2 AM, back to her to show their appreciation for the fact that she didn't cancel the show and she showed up anyway. That's what music means to people.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wow. I'm just blown away.
How many artists would do that? No, they just cancel the show.
They just cancel the show. Don't show up. And you know, wow. Mike, there is respect, a level of respect. And that's what she did, that she showed, right? And that's incredible.
But it was a level of respect that went both ways, not just from the artist, but from the audience back to her.
Yeah.
Said, listen, we understand you got laryngitis, but you know what? Let us sing for you.
Man. When is the last time you heard that before? I haven't.
That's why I threw it in here.
Okay. This is an artist coming up right now that we had the pleasure of having on this network. And you know what? I do have his number, and we might have him on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. I'll talk to my co-host, and we'll make a decision there. He already has 50% of my vote.
You know, a songwriter.
Check this guy out, Mike.
That if I should ever find myself awakened,
Brady Smart. Check it out, Mike.
Just simply think of the one that I love, pick up a pencil and a piece of paper, and just sit down and begin to write. Well, one night I found myself in that situation, so I wrote a song just for you. This is what I wrote.
If you have a nickel,
come on.
It's 'cause I had a dime. I believe what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
Man.
But I'd give you everything I had. If I thought it made you smile. And if you called and said you're a thousand miles away and needed me to get there right away. I'd find a way to get there, even if I had to walk every last mile. These are the thoughts of a man who
coffee cup. But right now my mind,
man,
it's just you and me.